Well, say if around here, if you go into a store, pay off your bill, does the storekeeper ever just give you a little something for paying it off? You ever heard of people doing that?
I used to hear that, but they don't do that now. No, man. Pay all that high price or pay what you owe or part of it or something, you get a receipt.
That's right.
For balance due.
All right. That'll give you a little gift or something like that.
No, they don't give you no gift. They used to do that, you know, a good while ago.
Is that what they called it? Just to give you
a little token, they'll say. Or I guess I'm gonna give you something.
Right.
But they don't do that anymore much. I used to. You pay and get your receipt, balance due.
That's that.
Or either if it's not balance due, you just paid in full, and that's all. They don't give you something when they say you paid in full.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Okay. And if there's something up a tree and I need to get it, I'll have to
climb the tree.
And if I had to do that yesterday, and I was telling somebody about it, I'd say, yesterday I
climbed that tree yesterday.
If it's happened a lot, I might say, well, I have plenty of times.
Yeah, I've climbed it. I went up there a huge time. I went up that tree a few times.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say, maybe if a little child is getting ready to go to bed, right before he gets in bed, you would say he beside the bed and said his prayers?
He kneel and say his prayer.
Okay. Yeah, say if somebody's feeling kind of tired, you might say, well, I believe I'm going to
be, you know, either shit out, right, or hit the shed.
Right. I believe I'll
lie down.
Mm-hmm. Or talking about somebody who was kind of sick, you might say, well, he was so sick he couldn't even sit up. He just
stayed in bed all day.
Just laid in bed all day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you sleep, you begin to see these things in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You say that you begin to
dream.
If that happened last night and you were telling somebody about it, you say that last night I.
Child, last night I dreamed my so-and-so.
And if you've done that a lot, you say,
I dreamt that before.
Okay. Say if you fling down your foot real heavy on the floor, you say that you do what?
You stomp it.
What about if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to see that she gets home all right? He might ask her, well, may I
take you home? Use your time, people, and they say it now, I'll escort you home. But use your time, they used to say all the time, may I take you home?
Take you home. Say if you had something real heavy that you had to carry a long distance,
mm-hmm.
instead of just saying you carried that, you say, I had to
hold it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main word. I had to hold it.
Okay. If you're cooking in the kitchen and using the stove and some little children come in, you might tell them, well, now, that stove's real hot, so.
I said, get out and run. If I don't allow the children standing around me, know how when I'm cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Grease might pop on you. Some might spill or something. Get out and run the stove. It's hot.
It's hot. Don't
mess with it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
All right. Okay. Say if you needed a hammer or something like that, you might tell me, well, go, give me that hammer.
Yeah, go in there and bring me that hammer, I think.